Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Episode 2, April Showers.
Where are we going to go?
Anywhere but here. This is the last time we get a room that's higher than the second floor.
We ran down the stairwell all the way to the lobby. We burst in to find people running frantically.
This way.
Jay and I followed Mark out onto the street. Jesus. Fires raged. Buildings were falling apart. More asteroids were coming down. A huge rock flew over us, over the plaza.
That's gonna hit close. This way.
What about the subway? Grand Central.
You're insane. We're not even close to Grand Central. And we're not gonna be under all this debris either.
Yeah, staying on the street makes a lot of sense.
We need a car.
The earth quaked. Oh shit, watch out! Dust and debris shot down 58. We all ducked as bits of rock, paper, and metal flew by.
I can't see shit!
We have to get out of the city.
We'll never make it in a car. Roads will be blocked. Look.
Jay pointed to a far-off building. It crumpled and disappeared from the skyline.
We just need a vehicle to get across to Hudson. Or fuck, to Hudson.
As Mark and Jay argued, I saw an SUV with an open driver's side door. The car was running. It sat half on the street, half on the sidewalk. Bits of rock lay on the hood.
Guys, let's go.
Good. Come on, Jay. Let's get the hell out of here.
Mark drove crazily along the streets, dodging and weaving people, cars, and debris.
Watch out!
Jesus Christ, Jay, I saw him.
Just making sure.
Can't go this way.
Building ruins lay in front of us.
The parkway!
If we take the parkway, there's a chance it could be destroyed. Then we're stuck.
We're already stuck, Mark.
Good point.
We hopped onto the Henry Hudson Parkway. Car accidents littered the road. Mark weaved through quickly.
Look at them all. There's hundreds.
I looked at the sky. Jay was right. More and more were falling.
George Washington Bridge, dead ahead.
Oh no. An asteroid flew over us and headed straight for the bridge. Cars went flying. The bridge split. and water shot through the air.
All right, looks like we're staying on the parkway.
No, take 95.
We can't.
I'm not talking about over the bridge.
He means east.
I'm not going east. We'll have to cut across more destruction.
There's destruction everywhere. Jump on 95, get us out of Manhattan.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Then we can head north.
I can head north on the parkway.
No, you can't.
Shit, hang on.
An asteroid crashed down onto the parkway, sending cars into the sky. The road crackled and crumbled. Bits of concrete exploded. Mark took a sharp turn right. We went down the oncoming ramp, zipped past some cars, crossed an intersection, and jumped back onto the parkway.
Well, that was fun.
Sure.
Hey, what is that?
Jay pointed to the sky. Amidst the falling rocks, a lone jet.
Is that a fighter jet?
It flew overhead. Jay and I spun around to look at the back window. The jet started firing at the asteroids.
Look, more!
Please, concentrate on the road.
Ava, I've got this. We've made it this far.
I'd like to make it further.
They're shooting at the asteroids? How did they get here so fast?
They must have known.
What the hell is that gonna do? It's just gonna create more falling debris.
Shit! Did you see that?
I'm driving. I didn't.
They hit one of the asteroids. It exploded.
Exploded? The jet?
No. The jet shot the asteroid, and it exploded.
That doesn't make any sense.
It happened.
Mark weaved through more car accidents. One car driving beside us clipped us.
Hey, fucker.
Jay and I watched the skies as jet fighters took down more asteroids. We were close to the Harlem River.
Please, bridge, don't be out.
It looks fine.
Come on, Mark, faster!
The pedal is on the floor, Jay. Oh shit, wait. Shit.
Cars blocked our path. It took up the whole bridge.
Guys?
Mark and I looked up to see a jet with a fiery wing spinning wildly out of control. People in the cars in front of us got out and started running.
Guys, out.
Oh, shit!
Over the side. Jump!
I climbed over the railing and jumped. Mark and Jay were right behind me. The water was freezing. The bridge was destroyed. Mark! Jay!
Holy shit! Holy shit!
To the shore.
We climbed onto a couple of rocks and crawled into an empty parking lot. Bits of gravel stuck to my hands and clothes.
Come on now. No time to rest.
We ran to a near gas station. No one was inside. Asteroids were still falling. Jets were still shooting.
We need another car.
Where are we going to go?
White Plains.
Wait, why White Plains?
My friend Brayden, he could help. At least he would have a place for us to stay.
What makes you think this isn't happening there too?
I mean, maybe.
Look, it's slowing. We all looked to the sky. There were only a couple others. Three jets flew by.
I wonder how many they shot down.
Okay, White Plains. That's all right with me, but we need another car.
I walked to the side of the gas station. I could see New York City. I could see the devastation. A building crumbled in the distance. A plume of smoke rose.
Ava, you okay?
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
I pulled out my phone. I instantly wanted to call Scott, but the water had ruined it. The thing was dead. Damn it!
What?
My phone.
Can we go? We don't know if any more will fall.
Ava?
Let's go. We headed down a side street. We needed to find a car. We needed to make it to Brayden's. I needed to call Scott. I couldn't imagine what was going on through his mind. I began to tear up, but kept my composure. Then I realized something. Asteroids had hit Costa Rica, now New York. Have they hit other places as well? My stomach tightened. I needed to call Scott. I needed to hear his voice. And I needed to hear it now.
End of All Hope, written by Robert M. Lamb, edited by Seth York, Adam Jetmore, and Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay. Co-starring Jenny Bailey, Justin Stewart, Jay Marone, Chris Cardassano, Amber Simpson, Brian Messick, Mike Lenhart, Christopher Atkinson, John Lasseteth, Kyle Appleyard, Maria Baumgartner, Kaylin Boyd, Jack Austin, Seth York, Jonathan Moss, Amy LeRae, April Cadmus Marsh, Daniel Brown, Ashley York, Nick Ott, Mitchell Beck, Jose Caraballo, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Incompetech.com and Dylan Mixer at DylanMixerComposer.bandcamp.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a Seven Lamb production.